مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds whoever Allah guides there is none that can lead him astray and whoever is led astray there is no guide for him I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah He is alone and has no partners and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger O you who believe fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. In order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a string. And every string is in the fire. Before we begin with tonight's talk, I want to remind myself and the brothers to reflect upon the khutbah that was given earlier today. And as men, to remember, may Allah help us to remember our responsibilities to our families. As Umar, hafizahullah, he quoted the ayah. Wallahi, you read the ayah all the time and you never think that it applies to you. And that's the statement of Allah Ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah heard the statement of the lady who was arguing with her husband. And she was complaining to Allah. And Allah heard what took place. And Allah is the all-seer, the all-hearer. Wallahi, he quoted that ayah. It was like to me, it was being revealed for the first time. As I'm in the house with my wife, nobody knows what I do with her. And I think because nobody knows, I'm over. But Allah, He knows. Brothers, fear Allah. Omar could have not been more on point with his topic earlier in the khutbah. As Wallahi, you can't imagine how many sisters call the masjid complaining. And we might not hear her complaint. And we might not be able to address her complaint. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard her complaint and He will address it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on us. We want to pick up where we left off last week, which was with the verdicts do not change reality. Meaning the verdict that a human being gives to a situation does not change the reality or the truth of the matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can use, for example, the example that we just mentioned. We can come to the masjid and pose as if we're the finest husbands. And then we go home and we oppress our wives. you know I treat my husband, my wife properly, right? The brother say, yeah, you know he take good care of his wife. That doesn't mean that I take good care of my wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us on the reality of the situation and not on the verdict that someone simply passes. And that leads us to what we want to discuss this evening. Whose verdict really counts anyway? Or who is the judge, the real judge in the affairs? There's the issue of a tawheed and a shirk, or the oneness of Allah and the ascribing partners with Allah. Who determines what tawheed is and who determines what shirk is? Al-Iman and kufr, or belief and disbelief. Who decides what belief is and who decides what disbelief is? Al-halal wal-haram, the permissible and the prohibited. Who decides what is permissible and who decides what is prohibited? As-sunnah wal-bid'ah, who decides whose verdict counts that something is sunnah and something is bid'ah? Who's the real judge in these affairs? As-sahih wal-da'if, or the correct and the unacceptable, or the acceptable and the unacceptable, or the authentic and that which is not authentic. Who decides? Al-mu'min wal-kafir. The believer and the disbeliever. Who decides who a believer is and who verdicts count to show that someone is a disbeliever? Or as-sunni wal-mubtadi'. Who decides who's on the sunnah and who decides who's a mubtadi', or one who is steeped in bid'ah? The muti' or the asi, who decides who is obedient and who is disobedient? Who is the real judge in these affairs? Who is salafi and who is khalafi? Or who follows the righteous predecessors and who follows the deviant latter generations? Al-wala wal-bara, or our allegiance, or our loyalty, and our disloyalty, and our severance. Who is the one who decides in the likes of these affairs? And whose verdict really counts? And who is the real judge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, as we try to answer these questions, inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah Subh'anaHu Wa Ta'ala, He says, Allah brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers not knowing anything. And He gave you hearing, sight, and the intellect so that perhaps you may be grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He establishes for us that no one knew anything. This is the origin of the human being, that you come forth from the wombs of your mothers not knowing anything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses us with the faculties of hearing and sight and the intellect so that we may be grateful with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, so that we might be able to learn what we didn't once know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayat, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows and you don't know. Allah knows and you don't know. Meaning the knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't know anything except what you come to know. But your origin is that you don't know anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, قُلْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He said, indeed I know that which you do not know. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about Himself. He said, Allah said, indeed I know that which you do not know. All of the affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is establishing for us that He knows and we don't know. Or like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayah, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحُكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ
وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Allah has revealed to you, meaning to his last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then of course to the ummah afterwards, we have revealed to you the book and the wisdom, or the Quran and the sunnah, and taught you that which you did not know, referring to the last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the favor of Allah upon you is magnificent. And this is for the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam in particular, that these verses were, that this verse was revealed. And then of course it applies to the rest of the ummah afterwards. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who shows that we did not know anything. And then it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's magnificent favor upon us that He taught us His book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala, He says in other ayah, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in this ayah, and likewise we have sent our messenger to you from amongst you, reciting to you our verses and purifying you and teaching you the book and the hikmah, or the Quran and the sunnah, and teaching you that which you did not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse, as the one before, in this verse Allah uses the plural, referring to us that we did not know anything, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His last prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us what we didn't know, to recite to us the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the Quran, to purify us from being dirty and filthy, and to purify us in our beliefs, to correct our aqidah, and to purify us from sin and disobedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says in other ayat, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who sent His messenger to the illiterate, and he was illiterate, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. He recited to them His ayat, meaning Allah's ayat, and He purified them. And He taught them the kitab and the hikmah. And before that, they were in clear error. No one was guided except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His prophet and messenger salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi to recite Allah's ayah and to purify the people and to teach them the kitab and the hikmah. I wanted to establish, because these questions, we all feel that we have the answer. Whose verdict really counts? Mine does. Who is the real judge? I am. This is the answer that comes to us, or that we hear from the people so many times. And we want to help humble ourselves with the likes of these ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, that nobody has any knowledge. And this is the way that you were born. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes for us in many ayat. And the way that we were taught is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to have knowledge by giving us the faculties of hearing, sight, and the intellect, so that we'd be able to learn or to know after we didn't know. Don't feel that you know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and you don't know. Except that you have been taught His book and the sunnah of His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you can know after you didn't know. How do we come to know after we didn't know? And we were beginning to see in the likes of the ayat that were mentioned that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us the kitab and the hikmah. And He recites to us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verses and purifies us and teaches us that which we did not know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, Ar-Rahman, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an, Khalaqa al-Insan, Allamahu al-Bayan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, He taught the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught the Qur'an. He created the human being and He taught him expression. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like it was said in other ayah, has given us the faculties or that which is necessary to learn from the hearing, the sight, and the intellect. And by this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to be able to learn His book, the Qur'an, and to know what it means and to know what other things mean. Walhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I command you to ask the people of Ahlul Dhikr when you don't know. I command you to ask the people of knowledge when you don't know. This is how we're going to know after we didn't know. Or as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says in the authentic hadith of Imam Muslim, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And this long hadith of Imam Muslim, of which this is part of, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever treads a path seeking knowledge in that path, then Allah will make it easy for him the path to Jannah. Or as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of Abu Dawood, and so authentically reported on him alayhi salatu wassalam, إِنَّمَا شِفَاعُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ. Indeed, the only cure for ignorance is the question. Or as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says in the hadith of Ad-Darqutni, and it's authentic, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسَ تَعَلَّمُوا إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ وَإِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمُ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, He says in this authentic hadith, O humanity, I command you to learn. And knowledge is only acquired by seeking it, and gentleness is only learnt by seeking to be gentle. Ali ibn Khashram, rahimahullah, He says, this is from the narrations of our Salaf al-Salih, I never saw a book in the hand of Waqir from amongst the scholars of the ulama. It was only his memorization. So I said to him, what is the means by which one can memorize? He says, if I teach you the cure, will you use it? Or if I give you the medicine, will you take it? I said, I swear by Allah, I'll take it. He said, leave off the sins. I have not found anything more better for memorization than this. I wanted to use this narration to show or to humble us that we don't know anything like this. We don't know such of a thing of not using note cards or using a book. Just the shaykh comes to a lesson and whatever the issue is, he quotes the ayah and its meaning, or the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and its meaning, or the statements of the sahaba, or the tabi'un, or the tabi'ut tabi'een, and the ulama of this deen, the differences of an opinion, what is correct and what is not correct, all from their memories. Because people live lifestyles that we don't live. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, leave off the sins. I have not found anything for better for memorization than this. And if we look at ourselves, as we give the example often, you can whisper something in his ear and tell him to pass it around, write it down, whisper it in his ear, let him see the paper, and then tell him to pass it around. When it gets to this person, it'll be something else. And then the person on the end, he'll say, Wallahi, may the curse of Allah be upon me. I'm telling you exactly what was said. Wallahi, this is our case. And this is the case of the people who came before us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Allah ta'ala, He says, which is similar to this story, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah ta'ala, He says, and fear Allah and Allah will teach you. Fear Allah by doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, and staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to learn His book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not mysteriously or magical, like some of the brothers think, as everyone says, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. I fear Allah. I've never heard a statement more widely spread on the tongues of the people who are least befitting of this statement. They say, I fear Allah. So that means that everything I know about Islam is Islam because I fear Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How can you disobey Allah and fear Him at the same time? And the people who came before you were more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and they feared for themselves something greater than you fear for yourselves. They feared nifaq, that they were only outwardly professing Islam and inwardly disbelieving in Islam. And we feel that if we did something wrong, oh, you perfect? Meaning, whatever I do that's wrong is okay, because you're going to do some wrong too. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This knowledge, which we didn't have, and we're seeking to acquire, this is the knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and not the knowledge of anything else. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, He says in the authentic hadith, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whoever Allah wants good for, He gives them an understanding of this deen. This is the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants good for His servant, He gives them knowledge of this deen. And every other knowledge is only as okay as it is in accordance with the knowledge of this deen, or after the knowledge of this deen is acquired. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, He says in the authentic hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُبْغِضُ كُلَّ عَالِمٍ بِالدُّنْيَا جَاهِلٍ بِالْآخِرَةِ. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, He says, indeed Allah ta'ala hates everyone who is knowledgeable of the worldly affairs, ignorant of the affairs of the hereafter. Like a person, he might be knowledgeable in chemistry or math or accounting or engineering or whatever the case may be, and he's ignorant of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that's a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. Until he has knowledge of the world, knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, then he has knowledge of these worldly affairs, then the knowledge of these worldly affairs is okay for him to have, and it's beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. We want to go back to the Shaykh Waqir and another statement that he made. He said, to another scholar who was complaining to the Shaykh Waqir, he said, and some of them say it's Imam al-Shafi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, I complained to Waqir about my bad memory, so he advised me to leave off disobedience. He said, this knowledge is the light of Allah, and Allah does not give this light to one who is disobedient. This knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like the knowledge of worldly affairs. And not any and everyone has this knowledge. And being able to parrot off something is not having the knowledge. Practice has to go along with it, or a person is only blamed and considered ignorant. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. You enjoin the people, do you enjoin upon the people righteousness, and you forget your own souls while you're reading the book? Don't you have any sense? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's blaming a person. Anyone can parrot something. Anyone can parrot something. But to know it and understand it and practice it in your lives, which is real knowledge, this is something else. And this is what is meant by this knowledge. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blends in other ayah with the statement, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? Hateful in the sight of Allah is that you say that which you do not do. This knowledge is, as some of the ulama say, Allah said, His Messenger said, the Sahaba said. This is the knowledge that we are referring to. And this knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if someone has it, it's been acquired from the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows the human beings to have. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam to say, قل إني على بينة من ربي وكذبتم به ما عندي ما تستعجلون به إن الحكم إلا لله يقص الحق وهو خير الفاصلين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to his messenger alayhi salatu wassalam and the rest of the Muslims or the rest of humanity afterwards, say, indeed I am upon clear proofs from my Lord, or on clarity from my Lord, and you have disbelieved in it. I don't have what you are hasty for. The verdict is only with Allah. He narrates the truth, and He is the best of those who decide. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends by this ayah. And the people are blaming the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. What you got is no good, or what you got is not right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave defense for His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Tell them you are on clarity from your Lord. Meaning, you, like the rest of humanity, doesn't know anything until I allow you to know it. So tell the people you're on clarity from your Lord. And you all have disbelieved in what your Lord has presented, not what I'm bringing you. And I don't have what you're hasty for. They're saying, listen, if we disbelieve in that, we're going to be punished. Where the punishment at? This is what they're saying to the last Prophet and Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah told him to respond, I don't have what you're hastily looking for. What you want to happen right away, I don't have that. The verdict is only with Allah. The judgment is only with Allah. He speaks the truth, and He is the best of those who decide. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's given guidance for His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, and His guidance for us after Him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That nobody knows anything, and why are we so quick to make a verdict or a judgment when the verdict and the judgment is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayah, teaching us to hold on to these verdicts from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. And whoever obeys the Messenger has already obeyed Allah. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. It is not right for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger has decided an affair, that you have any choice in that affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger goes clearly astray. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls us to obedience to Him and obedience to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't want to go into the detail of whose verdict is correct in deciding what is tawheed and what is shirk, or what is the sunnah and what is bid'ah, or who's on it and who's off it, but to show us that nobody has any knowledge except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to have. And this is knowledge of His deen. And this knowledge of this deen is acquired by seeking the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. By obeying Allah and obeying His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we do this, then we'll learn that the verdict is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, fear Allah and stop running around with verdicts and judgments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given any one of you the authority to make. Or the one that you are narrating on does not have the authority. And the one he is narrating on does not have the authority. And no one has the authority to make the judgment or the verdict except that is based on Allah's book or the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us other guidance to help us even when we're using Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala, He says, لَا يُؤَاخِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِاللَّغْوِ فِي أَيْمَانِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Allah does not hold you accountable for what
you do unintentionally or for your unintentional oaths, but rather He holds you accountable for what your hearts earn. And Allah is Ghafurun Haleem, or the forgiving and the one who overlooks, or what is meant by Haleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches us in this verse that He subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't hold us accountable when we're wrong, except that we intended to do that wrong. Meaning sometimes you're just mistaken. You get into something you think you can handle, but you can't handle, which is common to many of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. We're supposed to uphold the amana, or the trust. But oftentimes we take trusts that are too big for us to handle. Can you handle that? Yes. Then you put it in His hand, and then He can't handle it. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't hold us accountable for that which we did unintentionally. But what we intend to do, meaning you know for a certainty you can't handle that, because you've been entrusted with the likes of it before and you failed, and you try to take it anyway, then you're going to be responsible for what you take. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ends the verse off with He's forgiving, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks even when people are wrong. So even when we think that we're making a judgment in light of Allah's book and the sunnah of His messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, the ones who we're making the verdict against, are they intentionally doing what they're doing, or are they mistaken? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guard our tongues, in guarding our tongues. Allah ta'ala, He says, وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَكِمْ مَا تَعَمَّدَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and there is no harm on you in what you have made a mistake in, except that which your heart intentionally does. And Allah is غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, or the most forgiving, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here He shows us that don't worry if you make a mistake unintentionally. Allah only holds you accountable for what you did intentionally, or knowingly and willingly did intentionally. And Allah is for Ghafur Rahim. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا. As Allah teaches us to make the dua, our Lord, do not hold us accountable for what we make mistakes in and what we forget, or what we do out of forgetfulness and what we make mistakes in. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches us to ask Him not to hold us accountable, because as human beings we fall into forgetfulness and we fall into mistakes. And while we're forgetting and we're mistaken, then we're in opposition to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hold us accountable for that. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَخْطَأْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, مَنْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ مَنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدْرًا فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, the one who disbelieves in Allah after iman, the one who disbelieves in Allah after his iman, is not the one who is guilty. He is the one, whoever disbelieves in Allah after his iman out of compulsion and his heart is content with iman, is not the one who is guilty of real kufr, but rather the one whose heart is content with kufr. For that person, the anger of Allah is upon him, and for him is a painful chastisement. And we know this verse was revealed pertaining to Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhuma. Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhuma, they killed his mother Sumayya and his father Yasir, and then they were going to kill him. You believe in Muhammad? Then they threw a spear in his mother's private parts, killing her.
Then they tell the father, see what we did to your wife? You believe in the same Lord your wife believed in? Yes, kill him too. Then they ask the boy Yasser, you down with Muhammad? No, I ain't with no Muhammad and that stuff. That was my parents and them was on that. Then he comes back to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, crying because he really believes. But the situation drove him to making a statement of kufr that he had no intentions on making. Nor did he believe it, but the situation drove him to that. And then this ayah was revealed to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining Yasir's, Ammar ibn Yasir's case and everyone's case afterwards. That sometimes out of compulsion we're driven to say what we don't mean or to do what we don't intend to do, and our heart is content with iman. This is not the person who is blamed, but the person who is blamed is the one who is content with kufr, or in this case anything that's similar to this. Someone does something, he's wrong. He's advised with Allah's book and the sunnah of his Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, yeah, I know the ayah say I can't commit zina. So what? You ain't never had no girlfriend? So what? You ain't never had no girlfriend before? That person is guilty because he knows the verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he bears witness to it, and then he goes in opposition to it. This is different than the one who doesn't know. He is mistaken, or he forgot, or that he's driven out of compulsion. This is not the person who is blameworthy in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oftentimes us as human beings, when we make a judgment or a verdict, and this is how we were saying last week, that the verdict doesn't change reality. That our judgment, our verdict, we might not be taking into consideration what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself takes into consideration. And the verdict is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, indeed Allah does not forgive that you commit shirk in him, but he forgives anything less than that to whoever he wills, and whoever commits shirk in Allah has gone far astray, or in the other verse, whoever commits shirk in Allah has perpetrated a serious crime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, he shows that everything could be forgiven from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we hold someone accountable and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. And we feel that our judgment or our verdict is stronger than the verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can Allah forgive anything less than shirk? Nah. Can we? No. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and we are the human beings who are weak. Because we can't forgive the forgivable. And we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive from us the unforgivable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he says in the authentic hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَجَاوَزَ لِي عَنْ أُمَّتِي الْخَطَى وَالنِّسْيَانَ وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ. This is similar to the ayah where Allah ta'ala's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, indeed Allah ta'ala has pardoned from this ummah their mistakes and what they do out of forgetfulness and what they have been compelled to do. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he says in another authentic hadith, كل ذنب عسى الله أن يغفره إلا الرجل يموت كافرا أو في رواية من مات مشركا أو الرجل يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, every sin perhaps Allah will forgive it except a man dies as a kafir, or in the other narration except that he dies as a mushrik, or a man who kills a believer intentionally. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that sins, whatever someone does, can be forgiven. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, إِذَا اجْتَهَدَ الْحَاكَمُ فَأَصَابَ فَلَهُ أَجْرًا وَإِذَا أَخْضَأَ فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ, كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He says, if the hakim makes his ijtihad and he's correct, then he gets two rewards, and if he's incorrect, then he gets one reward. If he's incorrect, then he gets one reward.
Whose verdict really counts, or whose judgment is the real judgment? If the Messenger of Allah ﷺ shows the best from amongst us, who are the people of knowledge, if they make the ijtihad in their right, they get two rewards, and if they make the ijtihad in their wrong, they get one reward. Meaning the most knowledgeable from amongst us are going to be at times wrong with their verdicts or their judgments. What about the rest of us who have no knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he says, may Allah help us to understand the likes of the statements of this Imam. I want you to have knowledge of the fact that the position of the people of the truth is that we do not make a kafir out of anyone from the people of this qibla because of a sin. Nor do we make kufar out of the people, ahlul ahwa'i wal bid'ah, the people who follow their desires and bid'ah. And if one of them, one of the Muslims, if he denies something that is, must be known from, if he denies something that every Muslim knows to be from this deen, then and only then in that case, we will make the judgment for his apostasy and his kufr.
This statement I was finding difficult to translate. That which every Muslim must know, like zina is haram, intoxicants is haram, salat is an obligation, and like that. Not the details of the salat, but salat itself is an obligation. And zina is haram, and intoxicants is haram, and the basic things that are known from this deen, from every Muslim. He says, except that the person has newly embraced Islam, or that he lives in the areas that are far from the Muslims, or something like that, from the people who do not know, but if he comes to know of the verdict and then he continues in disobedience to that, then the verdict will be given with his, for his kufr. And likewise for the one who makes zina permissible, or khamr permissible, or killing permissible, or something other than that from the things that are generally known to be haram or prohibited from this deen. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, here what I wanted to pull out from his statement, is that sometimes there is cases amongst the Muslims where people legitimately are innocent of the crimes that they perpetrated against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His deen. And they're to be overlooked in that case. And many times we fall in that case ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in being new to this deen, or being far from the centers of learning of al-Islam. So what might be necessarily known to the Muslims might not be known to us. Like Imam An-Nawawi or Imam Al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, he says something similar to the statement of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, that the Muslims who have newly embraced Islam, or the Muslims who are learning far, who are living far from the centers of the learning of Islam, might not know the very basic things that are known from this deen, from simply being a Muslim, like belief in Allah, and Muhammad being the last prophet and messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Hajj is an obligation, and that marriage is from Islam, and zina is haram, and like that, that they will be overlooked, as opposed to the one who has raised up with the Muslims in the centers of learning, and then after he's busted committing zina or stealing or using intoxicants, he says,
I didn't know I couldn't commit zina with her. She's my friend. It won't be accepted from him. And the hudud.
And then some of us, we find ourselves in that case. And in light of that, I just want to bring us back to the issue of our question. Whose verdict really counts? And who is the real judge? And what is being taken into consideration with the judgments that we're making? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he says, indeed, I am amongst the strongest people in prohibition from affiliating a person, a particular person, to kufr or to fisk or to disobedience. He says also, and it's not for anyone to make a kafir out of any Muslim, even if a Muslim makes a mistake, or he is dead wrong, until the proofs have been established and the evidences are made clear to him. Because the one whose Islam is known by certainty, his Islam is not removed by a doubt. Rather, it's only removed after the proof has been established and all of the doubt has been removed. Shaykh al-Islam, in his statements here, he's making it clear to us that once something is known, like somebody say, I don't know if he's Muslim or not. I don't know if he's Muslim or not. What you mean you don't know if he's Muslim or not? I don't see him in the masjid anymore. Nah. But you know he's a Muslim because you saw him in the masjid before. Even if you don't see him now, you saw him before and you know he's a Muslim. And we have this statement, wallahi, our statement is incorrect. I don't know if he's Muslim is incorrect. We don't know anything. Wallahu a'lam wa antum la ta'lamun. But you know that he is a Muslim, and the only thing that's going to take him from Islam is with the likes of what made him enter into Islam. If you saw him as a Muslim making salah, if he's not going to be a Muslim, you heard him say, I'm not a Muslim no more, that's why I don't come to the masjid. Why you don't come to the masjid no more? I ain't Muslim no more. You ain't know that? Now you know, I ain't Muslim no more. La ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ahdu la sharika la wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasul. What's known from a person of certainty, that we know for certain that about a person, that you just don't nullify that from the person except that you have evidence. And all of the doubt is removed. The proof is established. And really this statement of Shaykh al-Islam is really the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala he says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِلَّ قَوْمًا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَاهُمْ حَتَّى يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا يَتَّقُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah would not lead a people astray after He has guided them until the proofs have been made clear to them what they should be fearing or what they should be staying away from. Indeed, Allah has knowledge over all things. Here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes clear that He's not going to lead somebody astray who has been guided until the proofs have been established. If no proofs have been established against them, he's on what he was before the proofs were established. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayat, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا. And we will not punish the people until we send them a messenger. Until the message has been made clear, then no one will be held accountable until the message is made clear. As sometimes, for some of us, issues are not clear. This is why every human being will make a mistake. Because all of us, we don't have the ability to understand or to comprehend anything. And we know this from the finest minds of Islam have made mistakes. The finest minds of Islam have made mistakes. Not to speak against them, but only to mention it as an example. Because our belief is that we love the Sahaba, and that they are the best of this ummah after the Prophet salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. What happened when the Messenger of Allah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi died? Umar said he didn't die. Whoever said Prophet salam died, I'm going to kill him.
cut his head off. Was Umar radiallahu anhu correct when he said the Prophet didn't die after his death, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi? Was Umar correct? No, Umar wasn't correct. Is he held accountable for that? No, inshaAllah ta'ala, he was mistaken because of the gravity of the situation, or because of the weightiness of what had taken place, or because the soul doesn't want to accept sometimes. Not that a person knowingly, willingly denies the truth. And this is why when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to quote Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ, indeed he will die, indeed you will, they will die. I mean, the Prophet ﷺ will die and so will everyone else. When the issue was made clear, then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he submitted to the truth. And this is the issue, that people are not held accountable until the evidences have been established and the doubt is removed. Because sometimes there's some doubt. Nah, the Prophet couldn't die. He was just living with us. He was just saying the salah. He was just quoting hadith to us. He was just teaching us the deen. He can't be dead. I'll kill you, Allah, you say he's dead. But the Messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had taken his soul at the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that his soul would be taken, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes it clear that people are held accountable until the evidence has been established and all the doubt is removed. Something that prevents a person from understanding a particular issue, he might not be held accountable for that issue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, as Allah knows what we have as mental faculties, each and every one of us. He knows what we can comprehend and what we can understand. And He's going to hold each and every one of us accountable for what we understand and what we know of this deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy upon us. I wanted to remind myself and the brothers and the sisters, as we are quick to be people to make verdicts and to pass judgments, and then we're ready to make the curse of Allah be upon us from the judgments that we make based on what we heard. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know where the judgment and the verdict lies on any issue. Know where the verdict and the judgment lies on any issue. And really, this was a talk that I did some years ago, trying to cure a disease that's been around and it continues to be around. And I was advised to make this talk a couple of times and I didn't. But it was called Before Who Draws the Line. It was called Before Who Draws the Line. As everybody feels when he leaves deviance and he comes to the sunnah, that now his verdict is the verdict, or his judgment is the judgment. No evidence from Allah's book or the sunnah of his Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and he thinks that his verdict or his judgment counts. And wallahi, this is only a call to try to bring us back to the series that we want to do these days, called Establishing or Reestablishing Our Foundation. Obedience to Allah and obedience to his Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, right up until just recently, right here in the masjid, a brother tells a brother, what you doing that for? Because I'm Muslim, man. Why else am I in the masjid doing what I'm doing? Now, what is somebody in the masjid? What you in the masjid for? We Muslims. But you know how we do it. What you doing? I'm Muslim in the masjid practicing Islam. I learned that you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. Okay. Tell me what you learned. I learned that you shouldn't be doing that, so don't do it. When your statement become knowledge? And who are you narrating on, when did his statement become knowledge? When knowledge is what Allah says and his Messenger says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
You gotta hear the argument still stirring up, all the way till it gets back to me. I thought the likes of something like this would have been squashed right on the set. But we don't squash these things on the set right when they take place. We just allow little cancers to spread in the community and then cause harm to ourselves and the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. It start off with two brothers. You can't do that. Why? I'm Muslim. I learned you couldn't do that. Well, I learned you could do it. Well, who you learn from? Then you start pulling in the other brothers. Could he do that? Yeah, he could do that. He can? No, I learned he couldn't do that. What you think? No, I don't think he could do it either. See? He know what I know. Well, he knows what I know. And then if festers until we divide the community in two based on total ignorance. Everyone establishes the verdict and everyone makes the judgment and no one knows who the real judge is. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ Isn't Allah the best of the judges? إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ The only judgment is the judgment of Allah. وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ And whatever you differ in, then the verdict is with Allah. فَإِنْ تَنَعَزَعَتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا If you differ in something, then take it back to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah on the last day, that's better as a final decision. You see how the community is already divided. Everybody's against itself. It's based on ignorance. When it could have been squashed right on the set. How is it going to be squashed on the set? Why are you doing that? Because I'm Muslim and this is Islam. He might be wrong. But whatever somebody's doing, like a brother, he comes in, he's making salah in the back of the masjid, he doesn't have a sutra. What you doing, huh? I just made salat, man, I'm Muslim. You can't make salat like that. What you talking about? I can't make salat like that, man. What kind of salat the Muslims got other than facing the Qibla? Allahu Akbar, Rukuh, Sujood, recitation of the Quran, Tashahud, he telling me I can't do it. Our arguments start like that. When it could stop right where it started. You're right. Maybe what I'm doing is not in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah. I'm from the masses of the Muslims. I've recently accepted Islam. I don't know much of the verdicts of Islam. I'm only worshipping Allah based on the little that I know. Please teach me Allah's book and the Sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Wallahi is going to find the brother say, I'm just as ignorant as you are, except that I think I know more than you do. Wallahi, if that's not the case, tell me what the case is if knowledge is Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Neither one of them has any knowledge. I'm not saying that somebody is not right or wrong because somebody's always right and somebody's wrong. Or in many of the cases, both of them are wrong. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ But the issue is knowledge is what's going to decide. You don't just decide. I don't like the way you make salat. Don't make salat like that no more. Wallahi, get up by the wall when you make salat. Wallahi, how does somebody have a right to determine, to make verdicts, to make judgments? Based on what? Based on Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. Tell them I am on clarity from my Lord. Meaning, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them, if you don't accept my message and you die, you'll go to the fire abiding there and forever. They say, when I die and you bury me in the ground, I'm going to come back to life again and then I'm going to be punished? If that's the truth, show me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His Messenger, it's not between you and them. Allah, the verdict is with Allah. Tell them, you don't have what they're looking for. The verdict is with Allah. He speaks the truth and He was the one who decides. When you tell the people, when you call them to Allah's deen,
Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Someone doesn't accept it, it ain't no arguing with them. What Allah promised you, Allah is the best one to fulfill His promise. I'm only telling you about the promise of Allah. I haven't seen the hereafter. Like one of the brothers, he asked me in the supermarket, I call him to Islam. He told me, you know what? My uncle, he just died last week. Why don't you get him to tell me the truth of what you're saying is going to take place if I die on what I'm on? Because I know my uncle, I don't know you. So let him come back and tell me I'm being punished. Wallahi, I get down with your deen. What you're asking of me, I can't give you. The judgment is only with Allah. He speaks the truth and He is the best to decide. It's only on us to narrate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, or what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. That's the verdict and that's the judgment, and everything else is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide. Let's stop dividing the community and causing fitna and problem amongst ourselves by thinking, like one of the sisters said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the Muslims, you ain't Allah, you ain't Allah. The sister, she made that statement, you ain't Allah, because she felt that what she was being prevented from doing is not her Lord's verdict, but your verdict. And her statement, you're not Allah, meaning do whatever you like, because I'm not going to be held accountable for what you do, I'm going to be held accountable for what my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Even if she was wrong in both cases, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and forgive her. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. But let's get back to the point that we want to begin emphasizing, and that's the importance of obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and adherence to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And let's take the guidance from the wisdom from the brother who said, the one who forgot is like the one who never knew. No, at the time he forgot. If you memorize, and many of us we memorize verses or verdicts from Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, but when the situation takes place, we just happen to forget. Why are we going to sit there and argue? For what? And I told the brothers, wallahi, you have a good example here. وَلَا نُزَكِّي اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. The speakers who speak in this masjid, from the speakers I know who have spoken this masjid, I hear all of them say, when they asked about what they don't know, لا أدري الله أعلم. I don't know, Allah knows best. Wallahi, you've heard this statement many times from people who have knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Why can't we know? Wallahi, even just yesterday or the day before, the brother asked me a question. I said, I don't know. He told me, you the Imam. You the Imam. You the Imam. How you gonna say you don't know? You don't have no, he told me, you don't have no shame. No. You don't have no shame. None. Who knows everything? There's no shame to say you don't know. The shame is on the one who invents a lie on Allah. Allahu adhina lakum am ala Allahi taftarun. Did Allah give you permission, or are you inventing a lie on Allah? Wallahi, we have to think about the likes of these ayat when we establish verdicts and judgments and positions. Did Allah give us permission, or are we inventing a lie on Allah? Wallahi, listen to Allah's statement. Allahu adhina lakum am ala Allahi taftarun. Did Allah give you the permission, or are you inventing a lie on Allah? Wallahi, man, if we understood that, we'd be saying with the likes of the people who came before us, they said, I don't know, Allah knows best, and they were the most knowledgeable ones from amongst us. Who do you know more knowledgeable of this deen than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? The one that the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam chose to be the leader and to lead the salah in his absence. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa radiyallahu anhu. Who do you know more knowledgeable than Abu Bakr? And then he's being asked about ayah in Allah's book. He said, I don't know. And if I told you what I didn't know, then on what earth can I hide from the punishment of Allah? Or under what sky can I be under to hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment? Wallahi, it's nowhere you can go. There's nowhere you can go if you lie on Allah. And the positions and the verdicts and the judgments that we take, we're all responsible to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our mistakes and make it easy on us. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I don't know if there were any questions or comments. If so, we'll take a few minutes for that, inshallah. No. 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 The brother, he says, sometimes we find ourselves with the Muslims who have abandoned the Salah, and they admit to abandoning the Salah. And the likes of those cases, with the guidance that we heard from these ayat and statements of the ulama, and this issue in particular is a big discussion amongst the ulama. But the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, "Ad-deen nasiha." This deen is sincere advice. And the best advice we can give someone is ayah from Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأَقِيمُوا صَلَوَاتُ الزَّكَاءِ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. And establish the salah and pay the zakat and be bowed down with those who bow down. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. Or the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, الْأَهْدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمَ الصَّلَاةِ فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. That what is between us and them, meaning between the Muslims and the disbelievers, is the salah. Whoever abandons the salah has disbelieved. And the likes of these statements to be advice and warnings to the Muslims that they might come around to that which is correct. But when it comes to making the verdict on people, then we should try to preserve our tongues, because we don't know the details of the situation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I don't know if there's anything else. I know this lecture was given years ago, and this problem we've been facing from that time to this time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us here to rid our masjid and our community of this problem of making verdicts and judgments without knowledge from Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our tongues and our time from being wasted with arguing with one another over issues of which we have no knowledge from Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to make clear, again, as some of us have been confused, some of the people are saying, it's not me and him arguing, but the Shaykh said, and he says the Shaykh said. So now they're saying, I'm not arguing, I'm bringing the argument of the Shaykh. If in fact you are bringing the argument of the Shaykh, then quote the ayat and the hadith of the Shaykh, or be quiet, because you're falling into it. You don't have a right to narrate except what that which is correct in light of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Blind following is not permissible in Islam, and we've quoted many ayat around the issue of blind following. This was the way of the people who came before us. They said, well, the people of knowledge said, well, that's it. No, the people of knowledge have evidences with them. And sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're wrong. Don't continue arguing too, saying that it's not just your position, it's the position of the Shaykh, or it's the position of the Imam. And even one of the brothers, he said to me, and we're wondering why brothers are like this, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. He said to me, to my face, you told us to do that, and that's why I did it. Because I support you, and that's why I did it. I told him, you were off it when you did that, and you're off it as you say it. I have never told you, nor has anyone who teach the people tell them, worship me besides Allah, or take my judgment and verdict over the verdict of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, or to take my judgment and there is no need of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Somebody heard me say, take my verdict and drop off Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Somebody heard me say, take a verdict from me and you don't need Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Somebody asked me, what's your dalil for that? I said, don't worry about the dalil. You heard me say it, right? Get with it. Somebody heard me say that? Brothers who have taken that position, anyway, he thinks he's in support of me. He's in opposition to me. Whoever said, I took your verdict without your evidences and defended you in it, is in opposition to me. Because that's not my position, to defend something without evidences from Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. We defend the truth. Al-haqq min Rabbi. And the truth is from your Lord. This is what we defend. We defend the truth, and the truth is from our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not from any person. And a person is only as truthful as he's in accordance with Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. This is why I just laugh at some of the brothers, wallahu musta'an. And you can understand why some of the brothers have the problems that they have, because they never understood. As many of the brothers have come to me and said that you have made such and such of a verdict. And I made no such of a verdict. They said, wallahi, I heard you make the verdict. I said, even if you heard me make the verdict, you had no right to follow the verdict, because it's in opposition to the judgment of Allah, to the verdict of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Wallahi brothers, they come right up to me, they tell me a verdict. They say, you said, I never said it. But really, he heard somebody tell him I said what I didn't say. Or he sat there and heard what he didn't hear, because he can't remember what's being said. And he said, you said such and such, and that's why I did it. And now I found that what you told me to do, I was wrong. I said, you should have just asked me, I would have told you you were wrong. Nah. Because if I say something, and then I don't have any evidence for what I'm saying, then I have to say, I don't know, Allah knows best. And wallah, I remember one of the examples, as is clear to me right now within the class. We're teaching the book of Tahara. And I told the Muslims, when you enter into the bathroom, enter with your left foot. And when you exit, exit with your right foot. And the brother said, what's your dalil? I told him, I don't have any dalil. I don't know, and Allah knows best. I heard the people say that, and I said what the people said. What am I telling them to do? Take my verdict from me? I don't have no evidence. I'm going to tell him, take my verdict from me. And really, I know that there's evidence to support it, but at the time, I can't remember any evidence. I'm too big to say I don't know. We're too big to say that we don't know. And Allah knows best. Why? At the expense of hating each other? And wallahi, that's what it leads to. This issue that we're dealing with, wallahi, it leads to hatred amongst the Muslims and division amongst the Muslims and going backwards. Wallahi, we see we're going backwards as Muslims. And a lot of times, we cause ourselves to go backwards with the simple issue of making verdicts and judgments with no knowledge from Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, or saying, he said.
Somebody, wallahi, you tell the people, Abu Muslimah said, that ain't no evidence. Even if I had evidence, you say, I said, that's no evidence. The evidence is the quotation from Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, man, this point cannot be emphasized enough. You don't know the harm that you bring upon yourselves by not adhering to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. The people of knowledge bring us to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Why is Imam Ahmed who he is? Because he memorized over 1 million chains of narrations. Why is Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah who he is? Because he memorized over 1 million narrations. Rahimahullah. This is how the ulama became ulama. How is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu from amongst the ulama? Because he has knowledge. Knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Not just because of who he is, but what he's carrying with him. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, let's stop forgetting, because we're going to hurt ourselves. And we're going to fall back into what we left. Wallahi, we left ignorance. We left ignorance for the knowledge of Islam. How are we going to be Muslims and we're still making judgments on ignorance? أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ. Is it the verdict of Jahiliyyah that you want? What is the verdict that we want except Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? I'm advising myself and the brothers and the sisters to be quiet and to say, I don't know, Allah knows best, or to quote Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, or to do the likes of what the people do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. There's many brothers and sisters in this masjid, walhamdulillah. Anytime an issue comes up, they tell them, I learned you should do this from the hadith. They say, what's the hadith? Never mind what I said. I thought that there was a hadith. Then they go back home, then they get the book, and then they say, remember that? I remember now what I was referring to. Read right here. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم such and such. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says such and such. Wallahi, is it too much for us to wait? To tell somebody? And when you're telling them, you have to tell them sincerely, not to be like some of the people who want to just beat somebody up with evidences. As I hear oftentimes, people ask me questions not because he wants to know, because he want to beat somebody up with the evidences. This knowledge is for guidance, not for a fight, or to cause hatred in our hearts, or to make us divide and not work with each other. This is not what this knowledge is for. Use the knowledge to benefit yourselves. Wallahi, let's use this knowledge to benefit ourselves. And let's not use this knowledge to fight with one another. You know the evidence for that? Tell me the evidence, because I was trying to tell a brother, but he didn't accept from me. He didn't accept from you because you ignorant. You don't know the evidence is why he didn't accept from you. Why are you mad? We giving guidance so that somebody can follow us, or are we giving it for Allah? If you give it for people to follow you, then it will be said that they followed you, and then you'll be thrown in the fire on your face. This knowledge is to be given for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, not for somebody to follow you. There's going to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and a messenger will have a small group of people with him. And other messengers will have a smaller group. And some will have two and one and none. Do that mean that the messenger didn't give the message clearly for Allah? Is that going to take away from his reward? Then why are we so worried about who accepts from us what we have to deliver or not? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our community from this disease of making verdicts without knowledge from Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our community from making judgments without knowledge from His book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our community from using knowledge from His book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam to beat the people up. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us with the knowledge of His book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.